This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating a history and physical, and Wilfred Lee, last name Lee, L-E-E. Date was June 29, 2022. Place was ProMedica, formerly called Briarwood, and that's in Flint. New paragraph, chief complaint. Mr. Lee is here for rehab due to debility, period. He had a fall in which he couldn't get up at home, period. He also has atrial fib, past history of stroke, diabetes mellitus, and history of congestive heart failure. New paragraph history. Mr. Lee is 85, and he was found on the floor, period. He's known to have a right below knee amputation, but he has been walking reasonably well with the prosthesis, period. He had a fall, and it's not clear exactly how long he was on the ground, but he couldn't get up, and he was on the ground at least 12 hours, period. He was brought to Hurley, period. There was no associated chest pain or dyspnea, but he does have a cough, period. He was found to be positive for COVID-19 infection, period. He has a pacemaker, and he was last followed by Dr. Abed, that's A-B-E-D, on April 12th, 2022, and he had his last pacemaker interrogation January 11, 2022, period. There are no major events noted, period. His creatinine is 1.2, which is at or near baseline, period. He has a history of atrial fibrillation with his heart rate being stable, and he is on anticoagulation with Eliquis, period. There's no dizziness or palpitations, period. New paragraph, there's a past history of congestive heart failure, which is currently controlled, and there's no dyspnea or orthopnea, period. He had a stroke history some time ago, but seems to have recovered for the most part, period. He actually was at Briarwood a few years ago, briefly for rehab, period. He improved in Hurley and was doing a little bit of mobility with physical therapy, but not quite enough to be safe at home, so he was thus came here for rehab, period. New paragraph review of systems. Constitutional, no fever, chills, or major weight change. Eyes, slightly decreased vision, but he can see adequately. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Respiratory, no dyspnea, some cough, no sputum, no hemoptysis. Cardiovascular, currently there's no angina or palpitations and no significant edema. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, he has a right below knee amputation, period. He's weak in general, period. No acute arthralgias. Neurologic, colon. He has decreased sensation of his left foot. He can move all limbs, period. Cranial, there's no focal complaints, no headaches, and severe seizures. New paragraph, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. And his blood sugar has been relatively controlled. And in fact, they were low here, so his insulin's on hold for now, period. Heme, no excessive bruising or bleeding. New paragraph, past history is positive for congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, diabetes mellitus type 2, gastroesophageal reflux disease, old gunshot wound and a hunting accident in the left shoulder, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, malignant melanoma of the face, pneumonia, below knee amputation, stroke, ventricular fibrillation, and he was defibrillated in the past. He's had surgical history including abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, carotid endarterectomy, cholecystectomy, hernia repair, hiatal hernia repair, leg amputation below the left right knee. Incisional hernia repair, skin biopsy, skin cancer excision, vasectomy, full thickness skin graft of an arm. New paragraph, allergies, amiodarone, ciprofloxacin, penicillins. New paragraph, medications. Latanoprost 100 milligrams. Sorry, change that. Trazodone 100 milligrams daily. Latanoprost 0.005%, one drop in each eye nightly. Aspirin 81 milligrams daily. Apixaban 5 milligrams BID. Losartan 25 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily. He had been on insulin. That's currently on hold pending his blood sugars, period. It was 124 at 1740 p.m. today, and 1:37 this morning, at 11, 18 and 1:27 in the morning. And yesterday there were 120, 144, and 135, period. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill appearing, but a bit debilitated. Blood pressure 122 over 70. Temperature 97.7, pulse 69, respiratory rate 18, O2 sat 93%. Head and neck. Oh, wait a minute, I got to put down family and social history. Put down family history. Mother had Alzheimer's disease, period. Father had a type of cancer. A brother had lung cancer. Social history. He was living alone. No current smoking or ethanol abuse. Okay. Then, examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing, but is a bit debilitated and fatigued. Blood pressure 122 over 70. Temperature 97.7. Pulse 69. Respiratory rate 18, O2 saturation 93%, head and neck exam, pupils are recoiling reactolite, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, extra oxygen movements are intact, oral mucosa is normal, ears normal inspection, hearing was good, neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly, trachea is midline. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no mer. No murmur. No significant edema. The left pedal pulse was a bit diminished. Abdomen soft, non-tenor, no palpable organomegaly. Musculoskeletal, here the right below knee amputation, no acute joint inflammation or effusion, shoulder range of motion is normal. CNS crane is normal, sensation was absent in the right foot, it was present elsewhere, period. Skin was intact, warm and dry, with a very slight lesion of the right lower leg that's pretty clean and almost healed. New paragraph, mental status is oriented times 3 with normal affect. New paragraph, assessment and plan. 1, Mr. Lee has debility following a fall and inability to get up. And he's here for OT and PT, period. He would not be able to stand without the prosthesis, but could with one, and they will work with him, period. 2, he has diabetes mellitus, and his sugar insulin is now on hold pending more sugars, and if they do rise, will restart his insulin, period. 3, he has history of congestive heart failure, and I'll continue torsemide 20 milligrams daily, plus a sartan 25 milligrams daily, period. 4, he has hypertension, which is controlled with the metoprolol plus losartan, period. 5, he has atrial fibrillation, heart rate stable with metoprolol 50 milligrams. Every 12 hours, and he's an Eliquis 5 milligrams twice a day for anticoagulation, period. He's an atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily for lipids, period. He's on trazodone 100 milligrams nightly for sleep, period. He's on latanoprol 0.05%, one drop in each eye nightly for glaucoma, period. He'll get OT and PT, and I'll follow him in Briarwood, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.